Well, good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Oh, that wasn't very strong.
反应不太强。
It is good to be with you again this morning.
跟你们在一起，今天早上真的很好，很美好。
I am impressed with what God has done through the Chinese congregation here at Eastern Hill.
那在我们这个大教会里面，我真的是非常的感谢神，印象深刻。神借着我们华人教会做了多么美好的工作。
If my memory is correct, you've been meeting here for about 6 years now as a Chinese congregation.
如果我记得对的话，那从你们开始到现在已经有六年在这里聚会了。
How many of you were here in the first service from the beginning?
那你们当中有多少人在第一次我们聚会的时候就在这里呢？
Okay, about 10 of you.
大概有十个人左右。
You have had an outreach ministry to many people over these years.
那你们真的是在这些年里面，去服侍了很多的人。
I am impressed with the worship team that you had here today.
我今天真的是非常印象深刻，看到你们的敬拜的团队。
God has done some wonderful things for the Chinese people and this congregation.
我很感谢神，很高兴神为这个我们华人的聚会做了很多的工作。
And I'm sure you have already sent many missionaries from here back to your homeland.
那我也相信。就是从这个教会里面送出了回到你们很多祖国里面很多的传教的工作。
We are a people who believe in the word of God.
我们是一群相信神话语的人。
I don't know if you've ever studied the history of the Bible.
我不知道你们学习过圣经的历史吗？
And where it came from and how we got it.
它是从哪里来的？我们如何得到它的？
If you have not studied that, I encourage you to get a CD of Pastor Justin's message today.
那如果你们还不知道的话，我真的是鼓励你们今天就得到一个这个 CD， 刻录了他讲的今天 Justin 牧师的一个信息。
Justin Jones preached in the main service this morning, and he has a wonderful message that gives the history.And the origin of the Word of God.
那今天主日早些的时候，Justin Jones 牧师他给了一篇讲道，就讲到了这个神话语的历史和来源。
And how the Holy Spirit of God really was—he was the author of this book.
那如何讲到神的圣灵就是这本书的作者
？That's very important. That's an important foundation for all of us.
那对于我们每个人都是非常重要的一个基础。
As you all know, the main theme of the Bible is the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Christ on the cross.
那因着你们都知道的，这个圣经的主题就是主耶稣基督的受死和他的复活。
It is said that if you were to cut the Bible, it would bleed the blood of Jesus.From Genesis to Revelation.
那就是说，如果你要是把圣经从中间砍断的话呢，它不管是从哪里砍，从启示录从这个创世纪到启示录哪一段砍，都会流出耶稣基督的血。
There are two main reasons for Jesus dying on the cross.
那耶稣基督在十字架上的死有两个主要的原因。
One was to save our souls.From sin.
第一是为了把我们的灵魂从罪恶中拯救出来。
In other words, our salvation.
从另一种说法就是我们的救赎。
And I know you believe in that because I've seen it in the songs you've sung.
那我知道你们是相信这个的，因为我看到了你们的诗歌中是这样子说的。
And I've heard it in the prayers that you pray.
我也听到了你们祷告中也是这样说的。
We believe Jesus died to save us from sin.
我们相信主耶稣基督的死是为了把我们从罪中拯救出来。
The second reason that Jesus died on the cross was
耶稣基督在十字架上死的第二个原因是
was to make us holy，
是让我们成圣，圣洁。
To make us holy，
让我们圣洁。
In other words, once we've had a change in our heart and our life through salvation，
换句话说，一旦我们的心啊、从这个罪中被拯救出来，被救赎了的话。
The Bible spells out and tells us how to live that new life.
圣经就教导我们如何来过一个新的生活。
In some Christian circles, they stop at salvation.
那有些基督徒的圈子里面，他们只是停留在救赎这一步。
And they don't talk a lot about all the rest of it.And how the Bible affects our lives.
他们不太讲这个剩下的一部分，不太讲圣经如何影响我们的生活。
But in the scripture lesson that you just read this morning from Hebrews,
那今早我们刚刚读到的希伯来书这一段
，the scripture said, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord."
圣经说你如果没有这个圣洁的话，没有人能够真正的见到神。
So I want to talk a little bit about that lifestyle that God wants for us after we are Christians.
所以我想今天讨论一下我们该有的生活的方式，当我们成为基督徒以后。
And even if you don't know the Lord yet, this message will be appropriate for you as well.
虽然即使你也许不了解圣经，没有成为基督徒，那这个信息对你应该也是合适的。
There are many reasons for this pursuit of a holy life.
那为了追寻这个圣洁的生活是有非常多的原因的。
First of all, it just simply means we make spiritual progress.
首先，我们要有属灵的长进。
We don't want to become saved and then just stand there and do nothing about it.
我们不想是被得救了以后就站在那里什么也不做。
Because even though we have been forgiven of our sins,
因为即使是我们的罪被赦免了，
we are in a very precarious position of falling back into the sin.
因为我们也是在一个非常危险的境地，是有可能还会重新再跌落到最终。
If we do not make a complete turnabout and a turnaround in our lives,
因为即使我们如果说我们没有一个完全的生命的翻转，转回转离罪，转向神
，and pursue a life of holiness,
而且这个生命之中我们要转向就是完全追寻的这个圣洁的生命。
Now, when I say holiness, I don't mean absolute perfection.
当我提到圣洁的话，我并不是说是完全的完美。
But the kind of holiness God said we should pursue or go after.
那而是说神在圣经中讲到了这个我们应当追寻的圣洁。
That means seeking as best we can to be more like Him all the time.
他的意思就是让我们尽其所能的来追寻神所要让我们成为圣洁的生命。
It's a goal out there that we have that we need to follow.
这是我们应当追寻的一个目标。
And our spiritual progress depends upon our desire to do that.
那我们属灵的长进呢，就完全的是依靠于我们的内心中想要去追寻这个目标的动机。
Another great reason and need for holy lives.
另外一个需要过圣洁生活的一个主要的原因是
is the whole issue of world evangelism.
那是一个我们的整个传福音的宣教的在世界上宣教的事情。
Reaching the world for Jesus Christ.
在为了耶稣基督的缘故向整个世界来宣教。
That can only be done through those who are fully committed to the Holy Spirit's leading.
那只有借着圣灵的完全的指引，才能通过那些圣洁的人才能够完成这个工作。
And so we're looking at that scripture today and asking God to help us to become more holy in our lives.
所以我们今天看到了圣经中的这段经节，求神能够给我们更加圣洁的生命。
Really, the title is Holiness is needed for the choices of life that we make.
那真正的这个题目的背后的意思就是说，圣洁是我们在生命之中做决定的一个真正的根据和需要。
All of us have many choices that we make in life.
我们每个人在生活中、生命中都要做很多的选择。
In your prayers today, I heard you pray about many of you who are students and young adults making changes in your life.
那今天我在你们祷告中听到你们有很多的学生、很多的年轻人都在生命中、生活中做一个选择和改变。
You have major life choices in your life. Where will you study next?
那你们在生命中有很多的重要的抉择，你们将要决定下一步在哪里学习。
Where will I find employment and where will my next steps be in my life? Where will I go?
下一步在哪里工作？去哪里？
Who will my spouse be if God has a plan for me in the next few years to be married?
如果神计划我，给我计划，在未来几年要结婚的话，我的配偶将是谁？
So many of life's choices that we have.
那我们在这里有很多的生命中的重要的决定要做。
And it's important to have God's will in those choices.
但是呢，非常重要的一点就是在这些选择里面要有神的旨意。
We can only know God's will as we pursue the deeper walk with God, the holy life.
那我们只有是通过真的是更深一步的过神圣洁的生活，才能够更深的了解这些神的旨意。
If we have a very shallow spiritual life, we are apt to make wrong choices.
如果我们的属灵的生活是非常肤浅的，我们就可能会做出错误的选择。
And so God has given us this responsibility as His children.
那神，我们作为神的孩子。神给了我们这样的责任。
We do have the freedom of choice, by the way.
我们确实有自由的选择的自由。
See, all of us can choose what we want to do.
我们每个人都可以选择我们想做的事情。
But is that what God wants us to do?
但这是不是神想让我们做的事情呢？
Is that what God's plan is for my life?
这是不是神在我们生命中的计划呢？
The natural man will make his choices the way he personally desires to do.
那自然的一个人的话，他都要会因着自己内心的自然的需要去做选择。
It may or may not be what God wants for your life.
这确实有可能或有可能不是神给你的生命的计划。
And that's why the scriptures say we need the right kind of heart.
所以说圣经中讲我们需要一颗正确的心。
That's why Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount.
所以耶稣基督就在有这个圣山上有一个西乃山上的这个宣道。
That great sermon he preached that includes what we call the Beatitudes.
就是他讲到了这个八福。
And it includes the Lord's Prayer.
还包括了主的祷告，主祷告。
That segment of scripture where Jesus gave instruction.To his followers.
那他就在这一段跟他的跟随者讲到了他的这个教导。
And all that he said in those beatitudes had to do with the condition of our heart.
那而那些耶稣的教导中讲到的八福，他都基于一个我们的每个人的这个心的状态。
He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart."
那那个心意纯洁的人有福了。
For they will see God.
他们必得见神。
Purity is another word for holiness.
纯洁是另外的一个讲表示，就是圣洁的意思。
There are many words in the Scripture that are synonyms for that word holiness. Be holy.
那所以在圣经中有很多的这个同义词，都是意思就是要让我们做圣洁的人。
It may be purity. We find that word often in the Scriptures.
或者就是比如说我们这个清新的人就是纯洁的在圣经中
It may be sanctification
或者是成圣的意思
That word is also found frequently in the Bible
那个成圣这个词也在圣经中常常被 找到
Jesus' great prayer in the 17th chapter of John
在约翰福音第十七章耶稣有一个祷告
He said, Oh God, sanctify them through your truth Because your word is truth. And so we see that we need to have the right kind of heart for God to help us in our choices of life.
So we need to
have our desires in life.
We need to have the right kind of这个期望呢
I know that I had, as a young person, I had certain desires and ideas that I wanted to pursue in my life.
我记得我曾经是在年轻人的时候，我在生命中有很多的期望，我想要有很多的想法。
But when God got a hold of my heart,
但是当神抓住我的心的时候
and I gave my heart to Him,
我把我的心给了他。
He changed my plans.
他就改变了我的计划。
That doesn't mean all of you would become preachers.
但不是说你们每一个人都要变成一个牧师。
But it does mean that all of us need to be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
这表明我们应该每一个人都向圣灵敞开。
And it does mean that we need to be sincere when we say, Oh God, May your will be done and not my will.
那它也是表明的，就是说我们这是真诚的一个，当我们真诚的，说这个话的时候，就是表示是真实的，就是说愿你的旨意成就。
You remember who said that, don't you?
你们记得你们刚刚说了这个吧
？Jesus said that to his heavenly Father.
耶稣向他的天父讲了这，也是像这样天父这样说的。
When he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done."
他说，不要是我的旨意，而是你的旨意成就。
You know, people get what their inmost heart's desire is, what they want. They get what they want.
人们基本上就是说，他内心中真正越想得到什么，他就是真正得到那个。
Unfortunately, so many times our own desires are fall short so badly. They fall short.
但是很不幸的是，我们内心中真正想要的东西呢，真的是很多的，就是很有亏欠。
And many times that's because people are not seeking what God's desire is for their heart to be and for their life to be.
那这个往往就是因为他们没有真正的全心的去追寻神想在他们生命中想要追寻的东西。
The result is not good when people seek their own desires.
那然后人们看到他自己真正内心的需求被满足的时候，结果往往不是很好。
Self-seeking always results in it brings out bad results.
这个追寻自我的这个结果，往往都是不好的结果。
The world is in the mess it's in because of the self-seeking desires of man.
那正是人们就是只是追寻自我的这个结果呢，后果就是现在这个世界是一团糟。
It amazes me after thousands of years of history.
那过了这么上千年的历史了，我都是非常神奇，觉得很惊奇。
That the majority of people in the world still don't understand it.
这个世界的绝大部分的人仍然不理解这一点。
And that's because they have not come to know the God of the Scriptures that we know.
那是正是因为他们没有真正的了解我们所了解的这个经圣经上的这个神。
They have not found the salvation of their souls that we know about from the Scriptures.
那也没有找到我们圣经上所了解的我们得到了这个救赎。
They have not learned that God can deliver them from sin and change their lives.
他们没有真正的了解到神可以使他们的从最终被救出来，能够成为圣洁。
So people continue to live in their self-centered ways.
所以人们就继续的过一个 自我为中心的生活。
You see what I mean by bad results?
你知道我想说的这个后果是什么吗？
It almost looks hopeless in the world.
带来的都是绝望，没有希望的事情。
Except for the fact that we know there is a shining light.
那除了我们知道的一个事实，就是这个还是有一个闪耀的一个光。
In the midst of the darkness.
在这个黑暗之中。
And God has His people everywhere in the world.
那就是神有他自己的儿女，在这个世界上的各个地方都有他的儿女。
And where people are willing to see the light, they will have the opportunity to see it.
那我们就是能够，我们是愿意看到这个光，同时也能够让世界能够有机会看到这个光。
But it takes people who believe.In living a holy life before God to accomplish that.
但是呢，神要在神完成这一点之前呢，需要一些人。这些人呢，他们是真正的是过圣洁的生活。
I've never met a missionary who is just kind of half-hearted in their commitment to Christ.
那我还真的是从来没有见过一个传道人，一个宣教士，他们过的这个三心二意的生活。
Or any servant of God who is willing to witness and speak up and share their faith in Jesus Christ.
那还没有见到一个宣教士说他们真的是真心愿意，分享神在他们工作中、生活中的这个生命中的经历，而他们自己还是三心二意。
They are all people who have pursued after righteousness and holiness.
他们都是那些。真的是真心追寻的这个神的这个圣洁。
I'm sure that they have all stumbled along the way.
我也相信他们在这个路上一定也有跌绊。
We all stumble a little bit in our Christian walk, don't we?
我们每个人不是都在我们自己的这个基督徒的这个追寻上、生活上都有一些跌倒的时候吗？
We all have times of great challenge in our lives.
我们每个人在生活中都有。
And that's why we need to pursue the deeper walk with God.
那正是这些原因啊，我们真的是要更深的追寻与神的这个同行。
So that we can handle those situations when they come our way.
所以我们在这样的情况之下呢，就可以处理好。
And so that we can make the right choices of life when the times come that we have to make those choices.
所以我们可以在那些关键时候做出正确的选择。
I believe God wants to direct each one of our lives.
我相信神真的是想引领我们每一个人的生活。
I know it's not always easy to know God's will.
我知道，并不是了解神的旨意，并不是都是很容易的。
But the closer we get to Him,
但是我们离他越近
，and the more committed we are to Him,
我们越忠心的服侍。
The easier that choice will be.
我们就这个选择就会更容易一点。
At the proper time, the light will come from God.
在一个时候合适、时候满足的时候，神的光就会到我们。
So that we can say, "This is I know this is what God wants for me."
所以我们就那个时候就可以说啊，这个就是神想让我做的事情。
I know this is God's will for my life.
我知道这就是神想让我生命中所得到的地方。
Sometimes it comes at the last minute.
有时候它真的就是在最后一刻才有。
I know that's very true.
那我知道这是真的很真实。
But still, we all need to get closer to God so we can make the right choices of life.
但是呢，我们仍然每个人都要更靠近神，所以说我们可以做出正确的生命的选择。
The desires of our heart determine the choices we make.
我们每个人的内心真正的愿望决定了我们做选择。
And hear what Matthew chapter 11 verse 24 says.
这就是马太福音第十一章二十四节所说的。
Whatsoever things you desire when you pray,
你们内心中所望的，当你们祷告的时候，
believe and you receive them.
当你相信的时候，你就能得到。
That says whatever your heart's desire, whatever you desire in your heart when you pray.
所以当你们祷告的时候，你们内心中真正所想望的东西，
God wants to give you the desires of your heart.
神就真正的会赐予你想要的东西。
But the desires of our heart need to be in line with His will.
但是我们内心想要的东西真的是要和神的旨意相合。
That doesn't mean that we can just ask any old thing we want to ask for.
并不是说我们真的是想要什么就要什么。
But if we are close to God in our walk with Him,
但是我们与神靠近，我们与神同行。
Our will line up with God's will more and more and more.
我们的这个心内心中想要的和神的旨意越来越契合。
So then we will know the desires of my heart really are the desires of God's heart.
所以我就真正的能够知道，我心里真正想要的就是神让我想要的。
I'm going to back up a little bit and just talk about three different natures of the heart.
那我就是退后一步，我再讲一下神心的这三个特点。
It's maybe like a summary of the things I've been saying today.
那就是我已经讲到的，今天已经讲到了这些。
We are all born with a natural heart.
我们每个人都是有一颗生来就是有一颗自然的心。
We're all born physically, so we have this physical heart in our body, and that natural heart of our soul comes along with that.
那我们每个人都是天生就有一颗这个与我们灵魂同在的一颗这个实际的心。
And the natural heart.Is an enemy of God.
而这个天然的这个心呢，其实是与神为敌的。
We all understand that.
我们每个人是不是都理解这个？
Even if you had some in your early life, some kind of belief in God, still in the natural human being, the Scripture says we are alienated from God.
那我们即使是你内心中有一点点就是信心的时候，你也会发现我们自然的这个。天然的这个身体啊，就是跟神是隔离的
，separated from God，
跟神隔离的
，born in sin，
在罪中而生
，born in a lost condition，
在生来就是一个缺失的、丧失的状态。
That's the natural heart，
这是我们天然的心。
Every human being on the earth has been born with a natural heart， except for Jesus。
地球上的每一个自然人都是一个。有自然的心，除了耶稣基督。
The second kind of heart is the justified heart.
第二种的心呢，就是一个被称义的心。
That's the salvation I was talking about.
这就是我讲到了这个救赎。
Because the Bible says if we come to Jesus and give him our heart,
那圣经中讲到，我们如果来到耶稣面前，把我们的心给他的时候。
The book of Romans talks a lot about the theology of becoming justified.In Christ.
罗马书讲到了很多神学方面的，讲到了这个被称义的问题。
So we go from the natural heart to the born again heart.
所以我们从一个自然的心成为一个新造的心。
I trust we all understand that phrase when I say born again.
所以我是相信你们都每个人理解，就是我想这个新造的重生的。
The Bible uses that terminology.Several times.
圣经呢讲到了这个说法有很多处。
So that's a good phrase to use when we talk about being born again.
所以说呢，当我们讲到重生的时候，这是一个很好的一个词。
And when that happens, we become justified before God.
当这个重生发生的时候呢，我们就被神称义了。
We're on our way to heaven.
我们在去天堂的路上了。
We've been given the promises of God for eternal life.
我们已经获得了神给我们的这个永生的应许了。
And we are justified by faith in God.
我们因着我们的信被神称义。
We say, I believe, and I receive Jesus as my Savior, and I become justified.
说当我们嘴上承认，我相信愿意接受耶稣基督为主的时候，我就被神称义了。
It's a justified heart, but not a sanctified heart.
它是一个被称义的心，但是呢，不是一个被一个成圣的一个心。
And that's why we talk about the third kind of heart here.
所以这是我讲到了第三点心的这个状态。
And the sanctified heart is one that has said, "I believe there's more for me than just being saved."
而这个成圣的心呢，就是说。就是在得救之上，还要再相信我有更多的东西。
There's an experience that I can have in my heart that will take me deeper.
那有一个我内心中深真正的这个经历，能够让我真的是有更深的经历。
There's a relationship I can have with God that is fuller.
那与神有一个更好的关系，能够更丰盛的一个关系。
And all of us need to pursue that with all that we have in our being.
所以我们每一个人呢，都应该尽我们所有的去真的是追寻那一点。
And we need to be willing to say, Oh God, not my will, but thy will be done.
那每个人我们都应该有能力说出、啊、不是我的意愿，而是你的心愿成就。
So that I will make the right choices in life.
所以我可以在生活中做出正确的选择。
So that I will know the will of God in my life, whatever comes my way.
所以当他神的心愿在我生命中显现的时候，我就能够了解哦，这是神的心愿。
So that I will have peace in my heart, even in the midst of turmoil and trials.
所以，即使是在这个生命中混乱和这个试炼的时候，我也内心中有平安。
It's just planting our feet on a firm foundation.
所以，就是在一个牢固的一个基础上，把我们的这个信仰植在那里。
The song says, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand."
就是就像诗篇里讲的，说是一个牢固的磐石。
So God desires that for all of us today.
所以今天神内心也真的是希望我们每个人都达到那个状态。
And if God says in the scriptures that we can experience a sanctified heart,
神也在圣经中说，如果我们能够经历一个成圣的一个心。
In the scripture that we've read today, if God says we really can become holy,
那我们圣经中我们今天读到的就是说我们确实可以变为圣洁。
Then it must be true.
那一定是真实的。
Don't we think that?
我们不相信这个吗？
God would not require anything of us that we cannot achieve.
那神呢不会要求我们做不到的事情。
And so may God help all of us today to pursue holiness for the choices of life.
所以愿神能够真的是为了我们每个生命中的每一个选择能够祝福，然后让我们做一个圣洁的人。
Shall we bow before him in prayer?
那我们一起低头再祷告。
With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if we would.
主啊，我们在你面前低头闭着眼睛。
I wonder if there are any who would raise their hand and say, I want God's will in my life.And holiness in my heart and life to make the right choices.
我就是想要知道有没有当中有哪一位真的是想要神的圣洁，活在能够让自己在这生命中活出来，请你举手。
Are there any who would raise their hands?
你们有没有愿意举手
？Thank you. I see many hands around the congregation.
谢谢你，我看到了这个我们的聚会中有很多人举起手来。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, God, for The truth of your word today.
谢谢你天父，谢谢你这个真理的话语。
We are a needy people.
我们是一群需要的人。
And we want to know more of you.
我们想要更多的了解你。
And we want to pursue this holiness that Hebrews talks about.
我们想要真的是追寻希伯来书所讨论的这个圣洁。
And we want to know God's will in the choices of life that we make.
我们想要了解神在我们生命中做选择的心意是什么。
And we want to accept God's will even when we don't understand it.
我们即使是不了解神让我们的做的选择，我们也愿意去接受。
And help us all to grow in the Lord today.
让我们帮助我们在主里面成长。
And for those who do not know you, may they come to know you today.
我们也希望真的是那些不了解你的人今天能够了解你。
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。